Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going? Happy New Year, and I would say best wishes to everyone in the new year, new season. Thinking positive, doing positive things, helping, motivating, stay in your lane, stay focused on your goals. Try to understand what God have you here. You know, spend less time trying to create, solve, help for your entire life into the next future. These are things that you need to be worried about and taking care of. I don't care what other else you have for your so-called resolution. This is the resolution I just said. Now, I didn't write what I just said down, but I'm going to give you a brief, you know, scenario where I just said. Stay in your lane. Stay focused on your goals. Understand why God have you here. Everyone has a gift. Use them wisely to help others. That's what we need to do. So, best of luck in the new year. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling Steve Mason Radio Show, guys. Hope all is well with you and your families. And I'd like to say on this, the 10th, January 10th, 2023, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're on the Florida side. I'd like to say I'm excited to be talking about, discussing, and having others hopefully to join in tonight on this topic about, do you believe teachers are unappreciated? And I certainly do. My mom was a teacher for years, and she, before she passed away, and she actually kept more or less just rehashing on the fact that the students that she had that went on and how there was discipline, the degrees, at the end of the day, there was disciplined students. And I said that earlier in the little post, basically that for your listeners out there, that goes to the president, that goes to his parents, that goes to his kids, former presidents, that goes to first responders, that goes to attorneys, that goes to professional athletes, that goes to everyone has a profession in something, right? So that goes to everyone that walked this planet, they're doing something in a positive way. That's what we have to respect and start respecting our teachers. And we have not yet start to do that. That's even in the topic tonight, and there are some things I'm going to bring up. And we'll be talking about first responders. We're talking about fatalities. We're talking about retirement. We're talking about how many hats does a teacher have to wear. We're going to be talking about that tonight. And the reason why the show is going to the show because of the fact is my mom's birthday would be January 31st. Okay, she was living. She passed away in 2008. Birthday, January 31st. So my goal is to just keep pushing every month, this January month, about the teachers, their appreciating them, the things that they've done for us. The name calling I just did of people in those professions, you wouldn't be where you're at today if it wasn't because of the teacher that got you down. But yet, they're so unappreciated. You go in your life, you drop your kids off, and, you know, you figure out the teacher's going to take care of it, right? That's what you do. And that's what we've done. We forgot about the teachers. But not no more. Not no more. That's not going to happen. We're going to make sure these teachers are known. And not changing the game the way they know how the game should be played and the routes, as in football. Since football is a game of life. It is. It is. Game of life. For you guys to understand, we will discuss at some point, but you guys to be aware and understand how the game is played, how it's developed, et cetera. I would say to you again that the teachers have it right. They understand. But it's amazing that there's laws out there today that's changing the game for the teachers and making it extremely hard for them to actually do their teaching so they can actually process information to the kids so they can go on to the next page. Now, let me give it a rock and roll into this show. For you guys listeners, if you want to call in, feel free to call in, give your thoughts. I'm going to read you some thoughts. Whatever thoughts that end up being comments that was posted on the Instagram page. Now, topic again, episode 99. Do you believe teachers are unappreciated? My answer is yes. One comment here said, teachers are truly unappreciated and are true heroes of our culture. The teachers spend more time teaching hours with children than the parents do. That's the truth. And they're going to say, God mentioned my mom and his mom, it's from Willie Hammett, okay, made a positive impact on the town of my small town, Jonesboro, through the eyes and the hearts of the children in the classrooms, a mom, Katie Anderson, and one of her best friends, Evelyn Hammett, who's still alive, and prayers with her, keeping her healthy and living. So, guys, this topic tonight, we're going to be talking about, and I'm going to get into it in a few minutes. And I would say that the topic for our listeners, you have to respect what the teachers have done for us. And we have not yet doing that. That has to be done. That has to be done. And we're going to focus on getting that done. Now, let's get ready to go. Okay. Let me give you one other comment here. Let me find one other comment. I'm a little bit slow. My time is off. Getting back into the new year. I'm telling you, man, hold on a second. All right. So, one second here. So, two more of the comments. Okay, we'll open the comments. All right. So, in Boston, they have Boston Latin School was founded in 1635. And is both the first public school and oldest existing school in the United States. That was in 1635. Boston Latin School supposedly was founded in 1635 and is both the first public school and the oldest existing school in the United States. Now, that's pretty huge. That's pretty huge. So let's go back to what I was saying about why we're here, right? How did we get here? And again, guys, I'm going to go into talking about discussing first responders, fatalities, retirement, and how many hats to teach up to wear. Now, the definition of a teacher, okay, is a person who teaches, especially in a school, okay? Now, I read this and talked about some of the teacher's tasks. This is the things that teachers go through. But yet you and around the world and in a position of power, you don't appreciate your teachers. You don't appreciate them. You've forgotten about the teacher. You forgot how you got there, where you're at in your position. How did you get to where your position? How did you get to have that fancy vehicle, that fancy home, those contracts that you're getting every day, sitting around eating your nice food? How did you get there? How did you get there? Because of the teachers. Because of teachers, that's how you got there. But we tend to forget that. And we have forgotten that. Let me give you some of the daily duties of a teacher. Okay? Just some daily duties. Okay? First of all, they have to create a curriculum. Okay? Then they have to create a classroom presentation. This is all for the students now. Okay, this is all for the students. Grading students' work. They have to grade the papers. And a lot of times they have to grade the papers when they come home. They don't have time. Trust me, this day and time, they don't have time to grade no papers at school. That's out. Assisting students who have fallen behind. Okay, this is not a daily duties. These are daily duties of a teacher. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's paperwork, right? We know it's more than that. Designing a curriculum, creating the classroom presentation, grading students' work, assisting students who have fallen behind, developing testing materials, assigning homework, evaluating students. That's just the evaluating students. Now that's their behavior, everything is going on. Then they have to report it, right? They have to go back and report it to some of you parents out there, just have your kids just going to school, drop them off. Now, I'm gonna get into that. Let me just come back where I was at. Preparing grade cards, okay? Preparing grades, not grade. They have to prepare grade cards. Meeting with parents. That's just on the daily duties of a teacher. So for your listeners, I have on Miss Deborah Gibson Westbrook on the line. She is co-hosting
the
show. She knows about teaching. She was a teacher, and she's doing her teaching out in the world. And she has some programs that we're going to be discussing here pretty soon, within the next month. She's going to be involved in teaching young ladies a lot of things around the world, and men too, if you want that too also. It's not like getting teaching from both ways, you know, male or female. And I'm blessed to have a mom and dad for that, and parents, neighbors too also, with my parents and family members. But go ahead, Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook. Go ahead. How you doing tonight?
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And what do you think about
that?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was getting into the topic and I was talking, but what do you think about this topic? Do you believe teachers are unappreciated?
Oh God! Thank you for asking me that question. Teachers are very unappreciated, and for all the things that they have to do and they are required to do, they definitely should get paid more, but they don't. I mean, even after you spend all the years you spend in school, then you spend the years in college, then you have to do student teaching. Then after the student teaching, you have to take a test to get your certification. And people think the certification test is easy. It's not. So if you don't pass the first time, now you got to wait a year to take it again. Every time you take, you got to pay. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that teachers have to do. And I'm like, why are we still spending money on stuff when you need teachers? So, yeah, teachers are very underpaid. They really are.
So you're saying underpaid. We'll get to the point, underpaid. Let me put that underpaid. Let me put that down there. We're going to get to that because I think that's one thing that burns people up in a sense. When you talk about teachers, the first thing they think, they're underpaid. But, and it's true, I agree with you, underpaid, but we're going to get to that. Underpaid. Okay, we'll put that at the bottom. All right. So this is some of the tasks, daily tasks of a teacher. This is where we overlook a teacher's job and duties. But yet you have these little knuckleheads that they drop off. Now, I'm not saying all parents are bad, but you have a good 70% of them these days, maybe 80%, close to 90, close to 100. Let me start back up. Wait. So you probably have close to parents, honestly, I would say, versus back in the day, the parenting, parents, kids. I would say you have a true 50% of the parents today. Is that fair enough? We say 50%. Is that fair? At least 40%. We say 40%. We know it's more than that. I'm just, you know, want to make it a little smile. Just give it something or debate, whatever. That these dropping these kids off that's unprepared for school in the sense that not behavior, the dress code, they're just behaviors off the roof. I mean, it's behaviors off the charts. Behaviors like past,
right.
Borderline bad. Okay. Their hygiene, they come to school, half the kids come to school right now. They don't have their hair comb. They don't have their teeth brush. I mean, just a whole bunch of things. Now, these people, now wait a minute. Now, hold on a second. Then you have, I said the clothing, that's meant to clothing, okay? Then they're hungry.
Right.
You know,
right.
when we grew up, we had neighbors that would assist each other, and we had groups of parents that would talk around. If a kid needed something, we made sure that kid was okay, that everybody was,
right.
was safe, was okay, the kid's all right, the kid needed a thing, guess what? Everybody have to stop what they're doing. No going to the movie that week to make sure that kid is taken care of.
Right.
That's
right.
So cool. We don't do that today, though. But I'm quite sure some people do it. But that's what's been lacking today in today's society. But now I have to learn. I have to get ready to teach this kid. You brought the kid here, just dropped him off like he just dropped a kid off a street somewhere. Now I have to go and focus and teach this kid.
Right.
Not, bad attitude, hygiene, clothes all over the place. But guess what? The best thing about a kid is that he has someone that's there, a teacher, that's going to give him the attention that that kid needs and to train and teach that kid the way to go. But
right.
Yet, you come in here and you distract everything that the teacher has planned, and you come there as a parent trying to change the system. Now, all of a sudden, now you want to be this teacher. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be the teacher now. Knowing doggone well, it's a different, whole different ballgame to get that classroom versus at home. Because obviously, we know at home your kids don't have no rules. You know, a kid can literally just come through the house and slap the dad in the face. Slap the mom in the face. Wow. And keep on going laughing. Oh, that's so cute. All right. Okay. That's cute, huh? Okay. Out of control. But we have laws set in place now. Wait. We have laws set in place now, today, to protect the against the teachers. That's putting laws in place against the teachers. Are you kidding me right now? What kind of world are we in? You know, it goes way back to the biblical time. But go ahead. But go ahead, and I'm gonna give you these daily duties again, and we'll go from there. Go ahead. I just wanted to say that.
Well, the teachers don't have any authority anymore. I mean, literally, the students can come and say anything, do anything, and you're supposed to just take it. I mean, really. I'm not going to say the name of the school district, but I remember a school district that I was working in, I'm going to say the state of Texas, but the principal actually said to the teachers in a meeting that we could not fail a student that is failing, literally. I'm like, so what do you do when the kid is failing, literally? I'm teaching math. I teach the class, the test. I go over the test Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have every student in the classroom to go to the board so everyone know how to pass a test, this test. Every student in that room should have made 100 on this test. Even when we got ready for Friday to gave them permission to use their notes, you could use your neighbor's notes. You can't get up and walk around, but you could use your neighbor's notes, use your notes, because we've taken notes all week. Didn't change the problems. Gave them the same problems, literally, on the test, so every student in the class can make 100. I got back 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe a couple of 80s, only a couple of 90s, literally. After I gave you the test, went over the test with you all week so you could pass the test, and allowed you to do open book notes and share with your neighbors, and I'm getting a 60. I'm getting 60. I mean, seriously. And they didn't care.
But they want you to pass the student.
Yes. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Please.
What do you think about this? They have to, as a teacher, I'm going to go daily duties and I'm going to move on. I thought I just said daily duties of a teacher says designing a curriculum, okay, creating a classroom presentation, okay, make it lively, give it a setup for the students to be able to help them to be able to focus, grading students' work, and then assisting students who fall behind, like you said, right?
Right.
So then developing testing material to make that student a better student to excel. Then you have to assign the homework, then evaluating the student to make sure they're okay mentally, then preparing the grade cards, then meeting with the parents. And now here come the parents.
Oh.
My Jimmy, my Susan, they're great kids. Right, they're great kids, but won't take the time to listen to the teacher. See, back in the day, we were growing up. Majority of the time, I can count on a hand the teachers. My whole entire life, I had a problem. My friends right now listening right now, they know I had a teacher that was in fourth grade. I hated to go to school. I had to go to that class with the teacher. But I would say this. No. Today, the thing she did today, she'd probably be. The way she was to me, you know, she would probably right now, I don't know where she'd be at. I mean, she'd be in trouble today with what she was doing. She wouldn't be teaching. But I would say this. That was one, I could count one, maybe two, maybe really one teacher I had a problem with all of my years going through school. All my friends know who it was, my fourth grade, they know who the teacher was. But after that, I would leave that teacher's class and go to the next teacher, and I couldn't wait to get to the class because she took time, she broke things down, and she made the classroom a learning environment. You know, I still think about that teacher today, and I would say most of us, all of us, sometimes you go back today. If you're two listeners, I don't care if you're 9,000 years old on the line right now, you think about the teachers in your lifetime that gave you the motivation and want you to come back to class each day. But those same teachers, like Ms. Gibson was saying, we're going to make sure they get their little crumbs. We're not going to pay them nothing now because they're just teaching. Oh, yeah, okay, they're just teaching, huh? Well, let me give you this then. So they're just teaching. Let me give you this. What about these school shootings right now? You got teachers right now. You want to? Why are they not classified as first responders? Because they're not going down to take out no fire, or they're not trained to do fire drills. I mean, putting on the fire, or they're not going. They have to go to shooting range and shoot targets, and all of a sudden something happens. They got to shoot somebody. Okay.
Right.
So, for people shooting guns, okay, I was shooting guns. We were shooting guns when we was eight and nine years old. My friend will tell you, okay, put the target and squeeze the trigger. Anybody can pull a gun, okay? Some people are better than us. They're big professionals. Okay. All right. Now, the law, police officers, totally different. Training, okay? They have things they have to do 24 hours. Very, very dangerous job. We already know that. Then you have paramedics. They come, help and assist. Okay. But now you have a school shooting. Now you're having teachers training how to hear the gunshot, how to use a gun, how to do first aid. But yet, they're still no better than a $30,000 a year's job.
Right.
That's it. Give them a couple of dollars and let them go teach these hardheads. Teach these hardheads today. And not all kids are hardheads, but you do have these parents out here allowing their kids to run the roost at the house. The kids are the kids right now are making the laws at home for some of these parents. I just want to be my
friend. Oh, and here's the
friend.
one that wears me out when the parent come and say, well, she doesn't act like that in church. I'm like, don't go there with me. Don't do that.
Right.
I'm like, are you serious right now?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at right now, these teachers have become first responders. In a sense, they're not the first responders like a police officer or a fireman or a, you can say, and paramedics, okay. But they have to assist these students and have their guards up 24 hours a day and have to teach. How many hats does a teacher have to wear these days? How many hats do they have to wear? Then have to be the parent when the teachers come home. Do that, got to console this kid because the kid could be going through something at home, abuse at home. The kid getting abused mentally, physically, whatever. Then the teacher have to take care of that. But yet, the teachers are normal, huh? They normal. Not the teachers back in the day, you know, Ms. Westbrook. The teachers used to be clean. They used to be dressed up. They put their heels on, their boots. They used to be clean. The teachers back in the day looked like and they walked like and had clothes on like models. I don't care what size they were. Plus size.
That's right.
Plus size times five to undersized, zeros to zero negative, whatever size you want to call it. I don't care what size she was. The one thing about it, she was pretty to somebody or he was handsome to somebody. It didn't matter. But one thing they did, they were dressed. They were clean.
Right.
They were professional. And they looked like a professional.
Right.
Now today, these teachers right now can't get enough sleep. They can't get enough sleep to even wear some nice to school, to even feel comfortable within themselves. You got teachers right now just get all the teachers of the world, get the teachers, and just let them just stay at the school. Because y'all working the H-E-L-L at these teachers now.
That's right.
Why?
And
why
to, add on to, what you was, to add on to what you were saying, the teachers have always been first responders. They really have.
Yes.
Remember how in school back when they would do the test fire drills? Remember the test fire drills? Your teacher was the one that made sure you got in line and marched you out to school. Your teacher did no so the teachers have always been the first responders. And if anything went wrong during that time period, the teacher going to be the first one to be there to grab you. Because I remember the teachers, they started it back, but the teachers had to know CPR. and just, you know, so they've always been first responders, always.
Yeah, yeah. But you want to say to teacher now, you want to look over the teacher. That go for you, everybody in charge. Everybody in charge. Okay? That goes from the mayor. That goes from the governor. That goes from every name was titled, the president of the United States.
The president.
Goes for
the
vice
right, president. The
president. That goes for that everybody, y'all in it. That for Republican, for Democratic, they go for all y'all.
That's
you
right.
Wouldn't be in the position
that's
you are right now,
the,
making the nice money, financials that you're making.
Right.
Happy
right.
go lucky, as you are. If it was not for a teacher that got you there.
Right. Exactly.
And I want everybody that's listening tonight to think about that teacher or those teachers when you're going through your lifetime that you have problems that could have been going on at home between your parents or not even your parents. It could be going through something that you went through school or something that was on your mind and the teacher took the time out to help you, to hold your hand.
Right.
That goes from male to female. Okay, there's a male and there's a female. There's no in between. That goes for you guys, everyone, that they did that, right? You think about that.
Right.
And I say, I don't care if you if you listen to this show, you're 10 years old until you're 9,000 years old. Okay? If you're living and you listen to the show, that go for you too. Now, I have to say this. You look at it this way. Teaching 30 years ago, Deborah Gibson Westbrook, a bachelor's degree in education. Teaching now, a bachelor's degree are at least 60 semester hours of college due to serve teacher shortage. I'm going to get it right. 30 years ago, a bachelor's degree in education, mandatory. Teaching now, this how bad it's gotten with it goes to the parents. It's the parents, it's your heart here. It's teaching now, bachelor's degree are at least 60 semester hours of college due to severe teacher shortage.
Right.
Talk to me.
Well, it's a shortage because, okay, number one, the shortage, again, like I said, the teachers do not have the authority to control their classroom the way when we were growing up. You know that because you guys' mom was a teacher. So the teachers had full control of their classroom. So the teachers do not have that control anymore. And the kids are so disrespectful. I mean, how dare you think that you got the right to say crazy stuff to the teachers, curse them out, call them names, and the school district don't see that that's a reason that this kid should be. You don't have to suspend them. Remember, we got suspension. I mean, detention. Remember, we was going to, we got detention. You got in trouble, you got detention. I don't believe in suspending the kid. The kid should be in school. I never saw the detention. These kids, you bring up detention, and he's like, Miss Debbie, what's that? I'm like, are you serious right now? Yeah. So it's, they pretty much cut out any possible, and it's not a punishment. It's just showing you cannot come to this classroom and not do what you are sent here to do. And every now and then you're gonna have this one disruptive one. You're gonna have this one disruptive that you're going to have to put your foot down and take full control over your classroom, because if you do not, that student will have control of your classroom every time they show up. And I think not. I'm like, I don't think so. So it's like they have given the students so much freeway that the teachers are like, you know what, I'd rather go into retail, or I'm going to work for the airlines, or I'm going with the transportation.
Right.
I'm going to go do.
Right.
I'm not doing this anymore. Forget it. That's not worth it.
And I'm going to go back to that because I don't want to forget this. But the first, my teachers have become first responders in a sense. Okay? Like I said, y'all appreciate it. Y'all appreciate it, man. I mean, this is out of control right now. You look at this right now. A teacher has to, you know, be drilled with an EpiPen for bee stings or allergies, right? Peanuts. All right? That's being taught from the teacher. Right? Now you have to go to when you go somewhere sick, not CVS or Walgreens, which call it,
to the nurse.
So the teacher's having to be many nurses in a sense, right? Assistants, right? EpiPen for allergies. No, they have to be the nurse in a sense. EpiPen for allergies, awareness of all medication for that student or students with special needs, ADHD, ADD, autism, and et cetera. Then you got to wait on those kids who have those symptoms. You know, back in the day, they didn't have that, right? I'm not going to go into that field, but, you know, if some was different, they would categorize it to get more independent teaching. At the end of the day, those students did become a better student. Because the fact that they got the individual teaching. See, a lot of times I tell people, I said, I had problems in my reading, and I went to this teacher for the summer, and, man, it was the best thing ever for me. Going to have one-on-one training, it's almost like I was spelling reading. It was the best thing for me to learn how to read and write, I mean, understand how to speak, put the words in the right place, right? Verbs, pronouns, nouns, you know, things like that. Now, back to this. Then a teacher have to do tornado drills, fire drills, intruder drills, because you got this clown. Here you go. Now, you don't know if you're going to live or die. Now, you got an intruder drill they got to get ready for. Someone can enter the school now. They're shooting the kids. We know that's coming from the inside. We know that's the devil. We know what it is. That's the devil, but the demon inside that person, all right? And got inside that person. All right, tornado drills, fire drills, intruder drills, wound training, police shooting drills, gun awareness, and recognition learning. Like, how much? Look, let me tell you something. It was up to me as a president. Not the president, I'm telling the president. Look here. As a president, this is the president should be doing, or any president. I'm not saying the president now, this should have been done 20 years ago, 30 years ago, actually.
Right.
Why don't they have men, some of those men, securities that's patrolling? How three men? If they get a line, fire them, get another one. Or some retired guys that's walking around that's going to be doing something. Or some retired NFL, some athletes, somebody. That's walking around to give at least more security for those schools. Now, going back to what you were saying about these teachers packing up and leaving, if you go back over here, at least 300,000 teachers and other staff left the field between February 2022 and May 2022. 300,000 left the school system.
I don't blame them. I mean, seriously, I do not. It's so dangerous for teachers. It is so dangerous. And with all the things that they require, you know, and they're still demanding more and more and more and more and more and more. I mean, most of the time, a lot of teachers don't even get sleep. You see them the next day, like, my girl, you didn't even sleep. I was up all night grading paper, grade tests. And, you know, just a whole bunch of unnecessary to me. This is just me.
Right.
I feel like a lot of unnecessariness, because why do you have to give a test every day? Why do you have to give a test every week? Why do kids have to be – it's all this testing. And guess who have to grade those papers? The teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get any help. They work all day long, and then they go home, and they're still working, and they're not getting paid for it.
You know that people have their degrees and still don't have no job? All that testing they're doing. Testing for nothing. Just testing just to aggravate the teachers.
Right.
That's all you're doing. Right. And thank God and give a hand to the teachers that's still hanging in there.
Right.
Thank God for them. Thank God for them. It's an easy fix for me. For me, it'd be discipline. Oh, I could fix a whole doggone system. I could put some Japan style on you or some foreign country style on you. You come back in the fool you want to. Yeah. We'll go back to the old days.
You know, in Japan, they send the kids to military. They go to the military schools.
Well, you know what? Now, let me tell you this. See, back in the day we was growing up, you know they had some similar to that. I don't want to call a name. I'm sorry, I don't know everything because I don't know everything. But that was, if you was killed out of line, there was a such thing of you going to some type of, it wasn't military school, it was, what do you call it? Some hope. Well, you know what? Someone may call in and not leave a note on my Instagram.
It was like a disciplinary. It was like an extension.
Right. They have that back in the day. They think they still have it sometimes. I think they have to assist the parents. But what should be done, if that kid want to act a fool and not obeying, send him straight there. Don't take my baby. Yeah, let your baby go, because you're not helping him. You're hurting. You're hurting the kid by not teaching the kid the way to go. You're hurting the kid.
Right.
You're hurting the kid. Now, continuing education. Now, teachers 30 years ago, let me go back to this. Teachers 30 years ago, continuing education credits and pay, compensation, example, master's plus 30, right? Continuing education, credit and pay, compensated, example, master's plus 30. That was 30 years ago. Now, let's go to today, the teachers now, comparison to that. Must renew teaching. What did you say?
It hasn't changed much. It really hasn't.
I'm gonna give you a change. Let me break it down to you. I'm gonna go back again. Continuing education. This is teachers 30 years ago versus teachers now. Okay, the teaching concept. Teaching 30 years ago, continuing education credits and pay compensated. Example: master's plus 30, right? Versus today. Time. Must renew teaching certificate every 5 years. Teachers pay out, and the teachers pay out of pocket for classes.
That's
and
right.
Don't get reimbursed. And not even getting reimbursed.
And you got to pay to take the test again. That's why they're leaving. And you have to pay to take the test again.
But everybody is bragging all on news, Republican and Democrats, all the money being spent, trillions of dollars over here. This person got this contract, this money over here. But the teachers having to pay.
Right.
They're having to pay for their own certificate and not being reimbursed out of pocket.
Right. Like we have been in school literally all our life. We went from first grade to 12th grade. Then you said we have to take this test. We have to take a test to get into college. So we take these tests to get into college, and we got to pay for those tests. And so now you go to college, and then when you finish with the college, well, before you get finished, you got to do student teaching, okay? And so then you do the student teaching, and you got to take this another test. And I'm saying, come on, seriously? You guys got to be kidding me. I mean, it's like we're trying to get to the point where we can teach and make money. But you, I mean, 12 years, then 4 more years, and then by the time you, if you don't pass the test, you still can't teach. Now you can substitute teach depending on what, because it varies. It's different from state to state to state. So you can substitute, and now they have these programs where you can. I'll tell you what they're called, but they have the programs now where you can I hate when I do that. You can teach, you can take these classes, and it's these courses, but you got to pay for it. So they take the money. You're a full-time teacher, but they're going to take the money out of your paycheck, and you have to take the classes that they say take. It's not about what you desire. Well, we don't need anyone in English. We need somebody in biology and science, but I'm not a biology and science person. But that's the only way you can get into this program, where now you can be a full-time teacher. So now you're taking classes that you totally don't want, but you want to be a teacher, and you still got to pay for them. They're going to take it out of your check. I'm like, y'all got to be kidding me. Really?
No, you know what?
And that's happening right now.
Right. And you know what, too? Yes, sir. All right, teachers 30 years ago versus teaching now. Grading of papers, okay? You grade papers back at home. Now you have to grade online. So you have to be patient on the computer. Now, if that particular teacher couldn't really do her typing, really wasn't that advanced in typing, now she got to, it's going to take her a lifetime to get to that board, just grading papers alone, right? All right, the lesson plan books was handwritten. Lesson plans, they digitized, but must update yearly due to changing state standards. So even though it's digitized, you still have to change it yearly. It changes. So you're in a battle of trying to get this student that's coming there that could be off-centered from their house or their home, which most of the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to teach this kid to center, put this student back into center. I have to reposition the student. Then they go back home, they're back off-center, then they come back, but I have to go do my grades. I got to do my lesson plan. Then I got to get ready for this parent in the next meeting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers can't even go, you know, they can't even put no clothes on no more. They just, you know, just might as well, like I said, just might as well just let all the teachers just stay at school. These teachers, just get them a condo at the school and just let them stay there.
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly.
Even though we know, so at some point the teachers, you know what, I'm not gonna say too much, but chalkboard and the whiteboard. You remember the chalkboard? So we had a teacher, we had this one teacher, Miss Jones. Everybody knows her. For my listeners back at home, they know I'm talking Miss Jones. Miss Jones, about, she might have been about 5'1", maybe 5 foot, right? Miss Jones did not play. If you were in there in that classroom, if you're in that classroom and not paying attention, she kept us an extra, you know, what's the thing, erasers, right? And around her desk. If you weren't paying attention, man, them erasers gonna hit you in the face. She gonna hit you with that eraser. She could throw it. I don't know. She was accurate. She could have been a quarterback. And she was accurate. I'm telling you, she was accurate. So that made me think about that. But the chalkboard and the whiteboard, right? You go to the whiteboard. Now you have the smart TV. And you have the computers. And they have such things as aisle cameras that follow the teachers all the way around everywhere they walk. That follow the teachers. And they have a web cameras, right? Now, what about some of the students? What about some of the students that, you know, so now you have to teach a student the smart TV, how to use a smart board, not just know how to touch, but just a little things that that's how time has changed. But let me say this. Then we'll get to something else with the mind. Because you see some of these students, they're so smart, but their behavior is off. These teachers teaching these kids to the max, and some are getting it. True enough, the teachers are making it happen. They're doing their job on the other end. But some, these teachers, they feel the behavior so off that the skills that's been taught and given to the students, they won't be able to use them in the future because of their behavior. Now, back in the day, no computers for students now. You wouldn't have no computers. We had those typewriters, right? The typewriters, the one you hit, click, you hit way down the hallway, like, you know, you hear, you know what type of class is that, right? All right. So versus computers for every student, the IO district funds, this example, say, example for COVID grants to provide students with, you know, with Chromebooks, disadvantaged students didn't receive that. A lot of students received the Chromebooks. They didn't receive tablets. I'm not going to call no states, but there was a lot of states that received it. I said in one of my topics way back in, I think about probably when COVID hit a couple of years ago, but there were some states that didn't even receive the books. But the student, guess what? That teacher, you still better teach. You still have to do your job, right? Yeah, you still have to teach.
Right.
So you have to teach them how to use a Chromebook to get there, to use a computer. Now you're slowing down to go teach so you can teach the other kids. It's slow down for this one student.
And the,
or
teachers,
student
but when, and the teachers have to go to training classes too. See, the teacher, now the teacher, once he and she have taught all day long, now they have scheduled times and days where they have to go to wherever they're going to do this teaching. But I would say maybe the district office downtown or wherever they're going to be doing this, because the teachers have to learn how to use these computers and all this stuff too. So they have to learn it before they even come back to the school and teach it to the school, to the students. It's a mess.
That's right.
It's a mess.
That's right. But you want them now. All right. Then we're forgetting about this now. The teachers now, you remember back in the day, like I said today, now we see why the teachers back in the day, it was an order. Things are under control. You had structure.
Right.
You had rules. Okay? You had discipline. So they took prayer out of school. The devil has been doing his job.
Yes.
The devil has been doing a great job.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say it one more time. In the school system, whether you have money, whether you don't have money, whether you like to take a risk, whether you don't like to take a risk, whether you had parents that didn't have parents, whether you had parents to push you harder, you didn't have parents to push you harder, whether you had
right.
a mama or daddy, whether you had something, you didn't have none, guess what? And for you leaders out there, that have overlooked the teachers, guess what? The devil is winning, and guess what? He's going to come back and get you.
That's
the
right.
Devil's winning. I'm not going to get to preaching because I'm not a minister, but if I keep talking like that, you're going to be messing around, and I'm going to pull out the pan. You're going to start putting some money in there for that now. You keep on going, but listen.
We don't need the pan. Just cash cap it to me.
Don't put a couple quarters in there. A couple pennies.
It's a dollar sign.
We'll make it work.
Westbrook. Just cash.
Hey. We'll make it work. We'll make it work. Hey, you know what? Don't put no pins in there. Man, I get a Jolly Rancher candy or something. I'm good. I'm good for the whole day. All right. So,
well, you know, it's interesting they took the prayer out. Now, the woman who went to Congress to get the votes to make that happen, they found her and her son, I don't know how much long after that, they found them in barrels, cut up in pieces, dead. And no one went back. To Congress and challenge that bringing prayer back to the school. Yeah, that woman and her son both were murdered. And
then I just tell you, listen, the devil is real. Let me tell you who's better than him. It's Jesus Christ, and he makes all decisions and all the rules happen. Don't forget that. Now, we're going to talk about that, too. But he said live an abundant life, have a good time, too. Just, you know. All right. So teaching computer programs for institution instructions and students learning. For example, Zoom, Google Classroom, Screencastify, you know, and, you know, Nearpool, et cetera, right? So you're looking at all that versus back in the day. Handwritten notes. You know, back in the day we used to do handwritten notes. And phone calls.
That's all we had.
For communication, right?
Right?
Now, constant communication today via email and phone calls with parents, mandatory 24-hour response, to the parents? Come on, man. And you wonder why 300,000 teachers are packing up and leaving. All by design.
Exactly.
The rule is by design. However, huh? You know, I'm going to say it real quiet. All by design. I won't say it too loud. So, y'all catch that. Y'all catch that later. You catch it later. But we have to give awareness to our teachers. We have to give awareness to our teachers to get it back on track. Okay. In-person conferences. Back in the day, 30 years ago, in-person conferences are Zoom conferences now. So now, that parent can avoid facing that teacher and having to admit that the student is off course. But I mean off course meaning they're not following direction or they're missing something, just something a little bit off. They're not online. They're not lined up. Or the parent's not lined up. So I'm going to go on a Zoom. I meet you on Zoom. I'm not going up there. You probably some parents
right.
Never, yes, you know what? You know what? You got some parents haven't even never been to a school. Don't know what school look like. You got some parents even finished school that have kids
right.
Going to school and letting it, having a teacher having to be the parent.
Right.
Having to be the parent. But yeah, go ahead on and get that $20,000 for the year. Y'all good. All right. So now
and then make excuses for them.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. This your deal right here. Low pay back in the day versus low pay not low pay with experience in other professions. So low pay back in the day, now low pay, you have to always try to prove yourself as a teacher to get paid for your increase
right.
To go up, your salary to go up. Not according to the years as much, but it should be. It should be that if this teacher is teaching so many years or year, her salary should be improving. It should
right.
Be improving, period. And I will say this too. The retirements for teachers should kick in at 20 years. If they've taught for 20 years, they should be have a retirement, period. Period. I don't know if I even said it right on the end, but y'all understand what I'm talking about. 20 years, a teacher should be able to have a retirement. After doing all this chaos.
But a lot of them don't retire because they didn't make enough money doing those 20 years. Their retirement check is not going to be able to take care of their living fees. So that's why they keep teaching. A lot of them continue to teach.
All right, retirement with bonus. Retirement with bonus. And they need to elevate their teacher's salary at least $10,000 a year more. Period. I ain't say three. I ain't say two. I didn't say one. I didn't. Let me go back the other way now. And I ain't say five. I didn't say seven, six or seven. I didn't say four. I missed four. I didn't say eight. I didn't say nine. I said 10,000 more a year. Yeah, we have the money. We're making $2 a day. We have the money. We're making money. Money being made right now.
Right.
Now, check this out. Back in the day, June, August school is out. Teachers continue going to class, though. See, these people don't understand that. See, June through August, school is out. But there's teachers still continue to go to class.
Right.
Oh, trust me. I know there's parents out there, but well, I wish my kids were in school. I know you do. But they're still going through school programs and in school. The students are out, but there's still teachers still rocking and rolling. Now, versus today, you know, no. June, August, school is out, and then teachers continuing going to class, right? School out in
right.
July, teachers must tutor in the summer and do continuing education classes. EpiPen for bee stings or allergies, allergy peanut allergies, right? EpiPen for
right.
allergies. Then you have awareness of all the medication for students now. Now you got to, every student got to have all the medications for that student you have to break down. Almost like putting a file on each student. So now
you're not just following these
what to do for it. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. With special needs, ADHD, ADD, autism, and et cetera.
Right.
Right. You know, this is out of control. It is out of control. Now,
yes, it
I'm
is.
Gonna throw this. I'm gonna go this. So I read this here. It says, what is the ideal teacher? This is about as worse as people right now making new Bibles every day. So I'm going to go make me a Bible. Okay, now, I'll say this now. I've been through a lot of stuff in my lifetime. I used to pray for wisdom, but you never know how wisdom is going to come. When you pray for wisdom,
right.
You better tell God. You better be specific how you want it. I'm going to say it again. You pray for wisdom, you better be specific how you with God, how you want it. They give you wisdom.
Well, you actually is you. So, well, wisdom is one of those things that it says. There's a scripture that says, "Wisdom, wear her around your neck." So, really, wisdom is from God, and you and God is going to give it to you. You can be specific, but it's there. You're going to always have someone wiser than the other. It said this generation is going to be smart. So they're going to be very smart, but none the wiser because they're not looking for wisdom and they don't care about truth. And they're going by sight. They move by sight. Everything they see, what she did, they did, all them doing it. So that's really, I mean, wisdom comes from the Most High God. And
right.
Yes. Pay for it. But
all right, but
let me.
We're gonna have a 2-minute debate here now. No one is wiser than the next person. They wiser in what they know than the next person.
Right.
But I understand what you're saying, and I'm glad that you broke it down like that. You're right in a sense. All right. So, what is the ideal teacher? All right. Good understanding of how children and adolescents learn. That's about a teacher now, and which is true. They understand that. That's how they teach it. They know that. Good understanding. No, next one. That's one. Good understanding of developmental, psychological skills. They do that. Successful completion of a university teacher education program. A degree in the subject you're teaching, independently wealthy, as you will not make any money teaching. Now, that was in, I read that. That's what they said. All this they're talking about the teachers, at the end, they said independently wealthy now, independently wealthy, as you will not make any money teaching. But it has to change, Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook, because of the fact is our teachers today have become first responders in a sense. We're not saying that they're police officers. No. Police officers are special, right? Special people. You look at the paramedics, they're special people, okay? The firefighters, they have hard training. And I don't think it's only a percentage of us that right now can go pull that fire hydrant, that hose from here 10 feet before they pass out. I don't care how much you're working out. All right, put some 15, 20 pounds on the back of your shoulder and climb a stairway.
Mm-hmm.
And you have water. And you have a suit on. So
right.
What we're saying is, though, you're expecting that teacher to react in similar ways on an instant, they have to throw their bodies out there to save the kids. If there's a situation, if there's a lockdown or intruder,
right?
Then they have to come home and then be back normal. Teachers today having to be football players, firemen, chefs,
police,
race car drivers having to get to school for traffic, whatever they have to do, have to watch because they have to think, right? They have to think on their feet. Then they have to be basketball players, get there, they go to recess and spend time and people throwing stuff at the teachers, they have to catch, put it in the right place. Then they have to, that'd be psychologists, therapists.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I put in there?
Doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs.
They're
going to do a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to do all that. They have to do all of that. Come on, man. Now, what are the key skills of a teacher? It said enthusiasm of a great teacher. Enthusiasm, about their job, the lesson, and encourages students to share the same passion as they do. The teacher will agree. Teachers do all of this. Now, the leadership skills of a teacher, okay? What are the key skills of a teacher? It says leaders, organize, organization, then respectfulness, how to challenge other kids' attitudes and bring them to the center to calm them down. If they're out of control, like you see, you have to send them to the office and they have to discipline a certain way, whether it be they have to sit out in school for the rest of the day and come back home and be back on track tomorrow, right? Then multitasking, here they go, a basketball player. They got to catch the ball. They got to pass it. Then they got to set the play back up. They got to shoot the three-pointer. They got to go up and do a layup. Then they got, after all this going on, then they got fouled. The parents have fouled them. Now they got to shoot the free throw to win. Right?
Don't forget your rebound.
They got a rebound. Then you got, So teamwork. You have to have the teamwork ethic, right? The teachers, right?
Right.
They do that.
Right.
And they have to, then on top of that, they're going to say the ability to teach. Well, obviously, you already know how to teach. You have to go through all this other stuff. So then communication. Then you got to be able to communicate with the parents, other students, challenging them to be the best kid, motivating. And you had 300,000 students, I mean teachers, just like, you know what, y'all leave the chalkboard up there. Y'all leave the computer where it's at. Y'all can leave my family photo up there. Y'all can leave the pet photo. All my candy. No, I didn't get my candy. But this is what they do. This is what they got. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is what the kids are going through. This is, I said again.
Give me my chocolate.
Kids. Right.
Don't make me go off.
My chocolate. Well, you sure you want to come back? I'll be back up there. We're so glad to have you. I'm just going to get my chocolate. I got to go. Okay. But no, in all seriousness, this is it's awful. And it's very, very shameful. It's shameful.
If you don't love it, that's why I saw people come and I saw people leave. You have to love it first. Number one, they can list all those things, but number one, that person who choose to become a teacher, choose to become a teacher because they have a desire from their heart to be a teacher. That's love. Love comes from the heart. So you got to, number one, love it. Because the ones who don't love it, they're going to come and they're going to go as quickly as they came.
That's true. That is true. That is T-R-U-E. That's true.
Yes.
I keep going back to the first responder deal in a sense, right? So check this out. Recently, I'm not getting the details. We had a student down here, 6 years in sixth grade. I think it was sixth grade. Let me. I don't want to mess this up. I do not want to mess this up. I believe he was actually in sixth grade, came to school, and shot the teacher. And the teacher now is in critical condition. No, he was 6 years old, came to school, shot the teacher. The teacher now is in critical condition. And we like to say prayers out, you know, that she heals and she can make it through. Shot the teacher. 6 years old. Now,
that's elementary school.
the problem is with that, that's something psychological going on with the kid, right? In a sense.
No, that's something psychologically going on with the with whoever gave him that gun. See that? See the kid. You that's elementary school. That's elementary school. So that's a nut job from the parent. That's strict.
No, what happened? Wait, before you say here they got you now. Let me get a got you. Claiming that the kid took the gun, stole the gun from a certain area. Now we don't know what that parent was going through. We're not gonna be judgmental. We don't know that gun. We know supposedly that you're supposed to have a gun in the safe, right? We all know that's not true. There's guns everywhere. There's guns all over the place. Ain't no safe no more for no gun. They don't have safe no more guns. They don't have safe no more. The only one they put in the safe, that's their collection or was given to them, right? So somehow the kid, at the end of the day, the kid has the gun and he shot the teacher. And that is so freaking sad. That's just sad. It's so sad that I would say to even comprehend how this even happened. Like, how did this? But this is what happened, though, right? So, but there you go, teacher. On a sense, it's almost like when you just walking along the park, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, your guard is down. You're not expecting that or any of that, right? And then, you know what, too? And that was no intruder. That was not an intruder. No intruder drill on that one. That was a student. That's supposed to go to that school. That attends that school. So how do you protect that? You have to, at the end of the day, guys, I keep saying I'm going to stay to the day I die. I am now nowhere near no saint. But I say my prayers. I grew up in church where there was, and Ms. Deborah gets a little bit of this, where they didn't have, that was a time they had just a piano. The piano only, and all you heard is just the feet hitting the ground. That's all you hear is just the feet hitting the ground. Just the feet.
That's it.
And the clapping. And the singing.
And the clapping.
And all of a sudden, you could feel something come through you. It's like, what is going on? That's all we had. We had that in us. And when it goes to the point where a kid comes to school and kill a teacher, guys, say your prayers, because we know it's from below, not up above.
Right.
That's the devil. That's demonic. Okay?
Yes.
So do not forget that. Whether you believe or not, I bet you believe it now. And we just had the instance right now. I think we have a professional, Randy Himes, on the line. He could tell you about the prayers going out to the safety, the cornerback. Everybody
Hamlin.
But you want to take prayer. Right, but you want to take prayer out of school, right? You want to take prayer out of school, but not see? At the end of the day, I don't care what you're doing, what your job is, how great of a time you had today. Uncle was your first date, last date, your first ice cream cone, your paycheck. You have your retirement. I don't care what it is made you so happy today. You don't control Jack Daniels. God controlled it, period.
Right.
God is in control. He controls it all. He can make all the decisions. You know what? I got to be careful what I say on this doggone thing, but I'm just letting you know, you're not in control. You're in control right now.
Uh-uh.
You're in control. But guess what?
Uh-uh.
Your day coming. There's my day coming. But go ahead. We have all pro Randy Himes in the line. Pro.
How you guys doing tonight? How you guys doing?
Hi, Himes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. And we're here in the building in the new year.
All right.
That's right. Brandon Himes, Baltimore Ravens finest. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe teachers are unappreciated this day and time? Do you feel like the teachers they're not getting the respect that they should be receiving? What do you think about that? Or you think the teachers teachers are fine where they at? They didn't do their job.
Yeah, I think today, you know, of course, you know, I mean, if we all really just pay attention, man, time has really moved so fast. Here we is, I'm 25 years out of high school, which is unbelievable, you know. But when I know when my rookie year in the NFL, and it, you know, it's crazy that you guys, you know, that Stevie brought that topic up about, you know, school teachers being unappreciated, underpaid. You know, my rookie year in NFL, Brian Billick always, you know, he's always talked about the life, the lessons of life. He never talked about football. He was helping us understand how privileged we were to be able to, you know, make good money, you know, and, you know, and he was given the categories of how everybody get paid, teachers, firefighters, you know, high school coaches, you know, on and on. But I was always saying, man, school teachers, man, need to get paid like way more than what they're getting paid. I said the minimum need to be $100,000, and that's the minimum. And I said, a substitute teacher, you know, because you have to have some form of a college, you know, some college hours, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a degree, but if you have some college hours, you know, I think a substitute teacher needs to be getting paid, man, at least, you know, maybe $200 or $300 a day, you know. And obviously, you know, you got long-term subs, and then you have, you know, a teacher that may have to fill in for, you know, for a teacher who maybe have a leave of absence. But I think teachers, the minimum, you know, if you're a full-time teacher, you know, with your certification and degree, $100,000 have to be the minimum, because you're helping, you know, people like myself, Stevie Anderson, Shaquille O'Neal, because you have to pass the play, because that's how the game is played. You have to pass the play. And those teachers, those high school teachers, you know, did their best to make sure that the athletes got the understanding of education that they needed to play, to pass the play. I remember, check this out, I remember when I was in high school, my English teacher came and got me off the bus. She came and got me off the bus because I didn't finish my assignment, which I finished it, but it was in my locker. Miss Polk, she was my English teacher. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Like, she's like, yeah, I know you're a ball player, but you better come turn my work in. I need my work.
I know that's right.
And my coach, Chester Smith, who went to Texas Southern, said, Randy, you got to go, you know. And I was a star player of the team. And not that I was doing anything wrong. I just forgot to turn my work in, you know. And so, and the bus took off without us. It was me and another player, and the bus left us. We had to catch the game. We had to catch the ride to the game.
Jeez.
You tell me. So that's why teachers need to be getting paid more than what they're getting paid, because that's what you call dedication. And she did it the right way. She didn't fuss, argue, or anything. She come on that bus, Miss Pope, and she said, Randy, Ronnie, Bordelon, I'm going to need you guys. I need my assignment. And the bus left us.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow. Well,
but
you say, and see, still today, you remember that. And you remember how she stood up for you. And that'll be in your head the day you die. Oh, you always remember that, and you appreciate that. And I again, Randy, we all just us on the call and the crew, we're going to be doing a lot of major things this year. But we're going to push. We're going to start promoting this. We're going to do a lot of things. And people, for your listeners, guys, you can reach Like I said, my email is stevieredd11@gmail. That's stevieredd11@gmail. And Randy, what's your you want to let them know how they can find you?
Email, it'll be my email will be hymes80@yahoo.com. hymes80@yahoo.com.
Okay. And Miss Deborah Gibson Westbrook?
It's TITH1TV@gmail.com.
TZ or TV?
No, TV. TV, short for television. So it's T like Tom, yeah, okay. T like Tom, I like Isaac, T like Tom, H like Henry. The number one, TV is television at gmail.com. TITH1TV@gmail.com.
Randy, let me ask you a question. Let me get this, because we're gonna probably do a part two of the teachers, because this is gonna be an annual ordeal that we're gonna be doing. Let me say this. What do you think about this right here? It said at least 300,000 public school teachers and other staff left the field between February 2022 to 2022, to May 2022. So basically, they just packed up and broke out. I mean, what do you think about these teachers leaving like this?
Obviously, right now, being a teacher right now is very dangerous. I listen to you guys speak about, students coming to the classroom, students being really a big distraction, that being a disturbance to the school. At this point, you can't blame them. Obviously, teachers have to work X amount of years to get the pay that they're trying to get. You know, you got to work 12, 15 years. You know, every year your pay go up, I think, in the teacher field. Some of them may start off 55,000, and you got high school coaches, who are getting paid more than the school teachers, they only teach
30,000.
I threw a number out.
I got you, man,
and you got high school coaches getting paid $135,000. Here in Texas, they getting paid big money out here. If you're a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator, you're making $72,000 to $80,000, and you're not even a head coach. And it's high school. You know, it's ridiculous.
Right.
You got high school coaches getting paid more than HBCU coaches.
That's right.
You getting high school coaches getting paid more than HBCU assistant coaches. You know, if you were, a linebacker coach or a receiver coach or at an HBCU school, you probably making $35,000 to $40,000. In high school, if you're the D coordinator, man, you in high school now, you're making $72,000 to $80,000. How I know? Good friend of mine was an offensive coordinator, Milton Wynn. He was making $72,000. He was just a defensive coordinator. But do I blame them for walking out? No, I don't blame them, because the school is different now. You know, you got kids bringing guns into school. You got parents, parents are being disrespectful, to the teachers, because their kid is messing up in school, and then the parent is not trying to figure out what happened, if something happened at the school with the teacher and the student, and then they being disrespectful. So it's like, nah. And it's not daycare, so.
Right.
I don't blame them, if they are leaving out like that, man, because like I said, school is dangerous right now. It's stressful, and it's stressed on the teachers. They got to pass these Wonder Link tests, these TARS tests, these STAR tests, and it's stressful. And those teachers got to go home, female or male. They got to go back home, their husbands or their wives, stressed out,
Mm-hmm.
Well, Randy, I really do thank you for calling in. We have about 3 minutes. I'm going to shut the show down. But we're going to, if you're not busy next week, we'll love you to come on. We're going to do a part two, and we're and we're going to really get into the details, specifics, what you broken down with the pay scale. We'll do an hour show or hour and a half. I still have some more. I want to go into a lot of more actually data, specific data, according to the teachers, the salary, and just also, too, just about just the mass shootings and fatalities I wanted to get into. But Randy Himes, Baltimore's finest wide receiver. I hope you can join the show again, Randy, next week. You know, so any last minute thoughts? You want to say anything? Are you good to go? I'll see you next week. Either way.
Oh no, I don't have.
Okay, Randy Himes. Thanks again, Randy, for joining in, and we'll see you next week. All right, Ms. Gibson, what do you think? Any last thoughts, comments? We're going to get into more information.
I just hope that whoever's listening, if there are any other teachers that next week, that when you call in and share your comments and your feedback. You don't have to say what school district you teach at or anything. I understand. We understand why. But do call in and share your comments.
Ms. Deborah Gibson Westbrook, thanks again. We'll talk a little bit later and for preparing the show for next week. We'll get into more details about the show for the pay scale and other things like that. So, Ms. Gibson, all right, good night. Thanks.
Good night.
Yeah, guys. This has been very, very interesting. Hopefully we stayed on track of the things that we want to talk about. And we'll get into other things like even like the 50 school shootings this year that resulted in injuries and deaths. We'll get into that next week. That was in 2022. Sorry, but we'll get into that. And also, too, I just want to say this. Like Randy was saying, it's been very, very dangerous out there for a lot of teachers today. And they're sacrificing their lives daily. But for some reason, we want to put them in a category of first responders, but I do. I think they're being first responders. I agree with Randy Himes as an NFL professional football player, and Ms. Gibson Westbrook, all the achievements with TV, dance, choreographer, things that she's done, the place she's traveled around the world, all in agreement that teachers are today's society in danger. You have kids coming to school just pretty much just loose. And parents, it falls in your hands. I'm sorry to say it. I know other parents out there that take care of their kids and doing the right thing. We understand that. And unfortunately, there's some parents out there, you got to get right. You got to get your kids right. If not, it's going to come back on you anyway. But we'll get into more details next week. And at the same time, we're going to get into the laws that's now actually against the teachers. It's awful, but we're going to focus on it, give it some attention, and that's all I think. Keep praying for our loved ones, our teachers, to keep teaching and thankful for everything they're doing, getting up, going to school, and being leaders like they do. Good night.